Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 27th of January, and I'm recording at a late-ish 11:32 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Later, because I was out at a wonderful concert at the London Philharmonic Orchestra, the highlights being Shostakovich, Second Symphony, and Bruckner's Third Symphony, original version, first of seven, so it was a long one. Okay, now, you'll want to know more about the markets, I'm sure. Well, another choppy day here overall. I'll start out in the Asia-Pacific region. The Japanese market was firm here overall, up nearly, 2.75% here on the Nikkei 225. China, well, it struggled here. The mainland shares were down, but not all that much, average of about 0.5%. And Hang Seng did best out of Hong Kong. It was up just over 1%. Other markets did reasonably well. South Korea was particularly strong, along with Indonesia. And if we look at what happened in the European stock markets, again, there was steady action here for the most part. There were a couple of exceptions. Sweden was down 0.75 percentage point, and Italy was down a little bit. But mostly, some reasonable gains in there of 0.5% or more. And the UK market did best, up 1.33%, largely because resources shares had a good day. Well, at least they did early on. Why was that? Well, the crude oil market was firm here overall. And Brent, Brent actually had been as low as 30.83 and is currently, well, it's settled now at 33.10. And that was up $1.30. And the WTI was also closed at 32.20. So good gains there in crude oil overall. But while they managed to certainly lift the European stock markets and also Wall Street early on, they couldn't hold with that, because what happened is that the Fed sent out a report, which you've probably heard about or seen, just saying that there were risks out there. Surprise, surprise. And so they were really effectively saying that they weren't going to raise interest rates in March. Now, I don't think anybody should be all that surprised about that, but nevertheless, it did push the Dow down sharply. It fell 1.38%, and the S&P was down nearly 1.10%. And the NASDAQ, which had outperformed, this is the NASDAQ composite, which had outperformed on the way up, well, it's getting the bigger adjustment on the way down, and it was down over 2% in here. Canada benefiting a bit from the resources, a little higher, as were Mexico and Brazil, quite steady overall. So what to make of this? Wall Street uncoupling from crude oil, at least for a day in here. Now, you know, when people talk about this, why the link, which is a sort of a conditioning response here. People have seen it happen a few times, and then so they act on it. They extend it, perpetrate it. And today, though, the news on the U.S. not raising rates again in March, that was the bigger factor here, indicating some weakness. And I think partly also the linkage is, well, according to some, that if crude oil is weak, well, then you know that the countries, particularly the bigger countries that produce the crude oil, they'll be forced to sell more assets, including bonds and including shares, and that can lean on the market a little bit. Now, overall, expect further choppy conditions. I certainly do, at any rate. While we hear some hysterically bearish forecasts out there, I don't really buy into that very much, and I wouldn't be surprised, fingers crossed here, if we didn't get a steadier performance by Wall Street through the close tomorrow. And the reason for that, again, I think you might remember my surprise when the Fed raised their rate, not the fact that they raised the rate, but that they then said there were going to be four more rate hikes in 2016. I thought that was ridiculous, because the economy wouldn't be strong enough for that, and also because it would just kite the dollar, put the dollar through the roof, which is the last thing they want. And therefore, that's what we're left with. Wall Street having been up 50 points or so when I went out to go to my concert, lost all that. Now, what else happened in here? And just hold on a minute, and I will bring up the bond market here. K index, sorry for the delay here, and 199.93, so just below the 2 level. It had been up at 205 before Wall Street actually tanked, and the VIX, that will have certainly pushed higher. And as I bring that up, let me just try one more time. And VIX is, well, what a range. Goodness. It had a high of 27.2, a low of 20.4, and it closed at 22.88. That's a fractionally higher, a little slightly higher from the 23.11 that was the previous close. But a lot of volatility in there, as you can you can hear from that news. Okay, elsewhere we had the dollar came down below the 99 level, and there's no surprise there, 98.90, and among other currencies, let's see, the euro, it's a little steadier, 109.05, 1.0905, that is. Australian dollar, a little firmer, 0.7023. Sterling bound to be a little firmer, I assume. And that's at 1.4248. So, steady-ish overall, Japanese yen 118.51, but not all that much movement in the currencies, and I think partly on that dollar index, while it was lower, obviously, and not surprisingly, but most people were not expecting a rate cut to come in here. So, the fact that Wall Street fell sharply just shows how nervous equity investors are. So, you know, Owen and I have been saying for quite some time, expect a choppy environment here, and it's going to continue a little longer. But I don't think that we have finished this oversold rally overall that we've actually been seeing, and I think there was a little bit too much panic in the first 3 weeks, and certainly plenty of selling and short selling, and we're sort of seeing some, we've been seeing some bargain hunting and also some covering of those shorts. What else to mention in here in terms of commodities? The palladium, 501, silver, 1450. That's a little lower here today, but silver has been steady overall. Platinum, also steady overall, 883, and gold bullion steady, 1125. And on that note, All the very best to all of you.